the sheriff of Frederick County called and mentioned another incident in which he was 99% sure, but not positive, that County Council Member Kai Hagan had somehow performed this...
himself involved in another traffic stop.
Yeah, another traffic stop, said the deputy sheriff who came to him, said, in October I had this car that appears to be exactly the same one, and I recognized this person. But he wasn't 100% sure, and the sheriff went off on it as though it were. But the sheriff seems to think that it was a that he has a propensity to do this. And Kai, you know, Commissioner Hagan, Councilman Hagan, not commissioner, used to be a commissioner, he does have a propensity to get into people's faces. I know that. But I would not say if it wasn't 1,000% sure that, you know, I would say it. I'm not the sheriff of Frederick County. I'm just your mortal, meek, wallflower of a host. Did I say it right, Frank?
Yeah, more or less. It's quite compelling, the phone call that he made, and you can hear it if you missed it.
Sure.
On WFMD.com and Maryland Live, labeled mm-hmm. Sheriff versus Hagan, Part 2.
Round 2.
Yep.
More rounds to go. Can't wait. Let's see. All right, here I know who this is. Ryan, good afternoon, Ryan. What say you?
Hey, Tim and Frank, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. My name is Ryan Miner.
Ryan, you're welcome. If I can identify you, because I've read your blog.
Please, please do.
I do, too. Aren't familiar, Ryan
Miner
has been on the internet called
A Minor Detail.
A Minor Detail. And you cover lots of regional and local stories. And
I subscribe to it because it's free.
It is free.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that.
Ryan, I'll let you go. Tell us why you're
What's
calling.
What's going on in your world, Ryan, that we can help you with?
Thank you for having me on. I listened to the podcast after the show on Friday, and I was a little bit concerned by some of the sheriff's remarks. And first of all, I want to address a couple of points, and I'll be brief.
Certainly.
The Sheriff Jenkins referred to, I believe, some of the people online as keyboard warriors, and I can tell you that that is as far from the truth as possible. I would happily and cordially invite Sheriff Jenkins at any time to a public forum to discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
Issue two is that the sheriff, a sitting sheriff, Sheriff Jenkins, making a point to say he's 99% sure that an incident occurred when Kai Hagan categorically refutes this. In fact, Kai Hagan put out another Facebook status,
mm-hmm.
I believe on Friday night, that says that he wasn't even in town, and to accuse and to bring in Kai Hagan's own wife mm-hmm. is very suspect. And unless the sheriff is unequivocally sure, 100% sure that this incident happened, he had absolutely no business whatsoever detailing an incident that we don't even know is true. And issue three is, why is the sheriff hesitant? You guys even asked him this question on Friday. Why won't the sheriff, that is Chuck Jenkins, name the deputy? And I'll tell you why. Because we know without a doubt, based on our sources inside of Frederick County Sheriff's Office, that the deputy involved in the traffic stop with Councilman Kai Hagan was Sheriff Jenkins' son, Charles Jenkins Jr. Now, is that immaterial?
Yes.
Perhaps. And does it matter? And I'm not here to defend or not to defend mm-hmm. Kai Hagan. That's not what this is about.
No, no.
Why won't the sheriff... Say it again?
You're stating facts. Go ahead.
Why won't the sheriff, if it's not that big of a deal, disclose that his son was the other subject involved in this traffic stop? And that's a great question, because my sources inside of Frederick County's sheriff's office tell us that the sheriff doesn't really want people knowing that, hey, his son works for him, that he's part of this. Why wouldn't he tell us that? If it's so immaterial or irrelevant, why not just say, hey, it was my son? How do we even know that Sheriff Jenkins is telling the full truth about this incident? And I think it's a point that we have to stress.
Oh, well, you guys asked him. You're doing great. You're going great until you made that statement. Let's go back to the statement you just made. How do we know the sheriff's telling the truth?
So you don't.
Are you accusing the sheriff of not telling the truth?
Sheriff Jenkins has a propensity to fabricate and to BS. Yes, I am accusing the sheriff. And if Sheriff Jenkins wants to come on this show,
sure,
because we know that he has a problem telling the truth.
Okay, you're saying, just so I get this right, Ryan Miner's saying the sheriff has trouble telling the truth.
Yes, and you can tell him that, you can broadcast it, and I am happy to give him numerous examples. His own people inside of the sheriff's department,
sure,
tell us that.
Well, I'm sure they would. I mean, he has 400 employees. I think you could find disgruntled people anywhere.
Well, I hope the sheriff decides to call into this show and you guys invite me back, because
I would
interrogate him if I could, as a journalist should.
Sure.
Why won't he tell us that his son was involved? Yes. Is it immaterial? The fact is not particularly pertinent, but still, why would he go on and use his position as a sitting county sheriff to politically attack Kai Hagan, who is a progressive Democrat, who incidentally is running for county executive? It seems to me that this is more politically relevant than it is, I don't buy into the whole thing that Kai Hagan, endangered everybody. I mean, this is really not that big of a deal. Should Kai Hagan have done it?
Ryan, are you a police officer? You're speaking from experience, or are you speaking from your opinion as far as this was not a big deal?
I'm not a police officer. I'm not a law enforcement agent. I respect them tremendously. But again, to me, this incident was clearly blown up by Sheriff Jenkins because it was a political issue for him. And on top of that, once again, his son, Charles Jenkins Jr., mm-hmm, a sheriff's deputy, is involved in the incident. So it's even more personal to the sheriff. I understand why he was upset.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but he should have disclosed that.
Let me ask you this question. How could Deputy Sheriff Charles Jenkins Jr., how could he win in this situation? First of all, he's noted to be an outstanding deputy. He's not being pushed by his father, and he's not being overseen by his father. And people in the department will tell you that. I don't care. Even the distractors think that this Deputy Sheriff Charles Jenkins Jr. is phenomenal. Here's what I'm saying. I feel bad for Chuck Jenkins Jr. or Charles C.J. Jr. because if he takes the action that he should have or could have, it's going to be, Kai could say, well, it's politically motivated. The sheriff's son doesn't like me. He's trying to take care of his dad. If he doesn't do something, then you have the other side. Why didn't he do something? I don't think Jenkins Jr. had we placed him in a bad position. Now, as far as I'm not defending the sheriff or attacking Kai. I know the situation. I can attack Kai because he admitted he did this, and it was a big deal. But I'm not going to go beyond that. Here's my point. Jenkins Jr. had he's put between a rock and a hard place. Because if he locks him up, they'll say, oh, you just did it because you're daddy's sheriff. If he doesn't lock him up, here it is. If he doesn't lock him up, then it looks like, well, you're giving special favors because he's in a no-win situation.
True. And this has no reflection Deputy Jenkins' ability as a law enforcement officer. And you're right. Anyone in the office of the Frederick County Sheriff's Office have said unequivocally that this deputy is stellar. So nothing. You're right. And he is placed in an impossible position from both sides. However, my general point, and I really appreciate you allowing me to make it, is that Sheriff Jenkins should have disclosed that when you guys flat out asked him, why haven't you disclosed the identities of the deputy? What is he running away from? That's what I want to understand.
Well, I think your question is a more than fair question, but I would not categorize as running away. I'd wait to hear what the sheriff has to say. Maybe there is some policy. Again, not defending, just saying what we need to always, before we go into... it's been known to accuse rather than wait to hear the whole thing, and then we get ourselves in trouble. Not in trouble, but, I don't like to come back and say, I wish I wouldn't have said that. Let's see what the sheriff of Frederick County says. And Ryan, I'm not so sure that we can't invite him. I know we can invite him and offer you the opportunity to come in and debate him, or would you say interrogate?
I don't want to debate the sheriff. That's not my job. That's not my job. That's not my role.
What word do you use? Interrogate?
Well... yeah, maybe that's a little too strong, but
I'm using your word.
Well, no, that's fair enough, but I would like to ask the sheriff some questions about the incident.
Sure.
And I would really like to ask the question, Sheriff, why are you coming on to a well-known, popular Frederick County radio station with a large reach to give a recounting of a story of which you were not present, and you're not even totally sure
right.
that it even happened? That is absolutely wrong for him to have done, and it's unfair to Kai Hagan.
Okay,
I could tell you, Ryan, what he would say about coming on the radio airwaves with this is because he thinks he feels he is totally frustrated with going to the county council and county executive and having him take some kind of action or say right. something or do something.
They have, and we know that. And
now the second part of that, as far as something that he is not absolutely sure about, I'll just let the listener figure that one out.
Here's one thing, though, Seth, that you know the history. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. There is bad blood between Kai Hagan and Sheriff Jenkins.
I think we all agree on that.
But it's not one-sided, and Ryan knows this. I mean, Councilman Hagan has gone to Annapolis and introduced himself as a county council member opposing the 287G, which the sheriff loves, and the county, for the most part, I think, like. There is this back and forth. He's questioned. They brought up the audit, which came out beautiful. So, I'm not picking on Kai. I'm not picking on Sheriff. But the people need to know Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. Fair enough?
Yes, very fair. Paul Harvey, who was a wonderful, wonderful person in the media. Gentlemen, I think that there's an opportunity to have both men in the studio or on the phone to say, let's resolve this. Let's not make it about politics.
Yes.
Let's talk about the incident and let's figure this out because people are tired of this stuff.
Well, I could not agree more. And Ryan, I always welcome you on the show to call in, set up a time to come in, whatever. I will personally get in touch with the sheriff. You know my connection. I am the department's chaplain, so it's not like I don't know who I'm talking to. And I will I'll extend that invitation. How's that sound?
You guys are stand-up guys with a great show, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Remind people to check out A Minor Detail.
Sure.
And
I do.
Please keep in touch with us, because I know that you talk to people about different interesting local topics, and maybe you can add something to our knowledge.
He could put in there about how it's getting another award, couldn't he? But I'm going to yield to a person I know a lot. In fact, more than me. Looks like Contrary Mary. Good afternoon, Contrary Mary.
Hey, Tim and Frank. So, I'm calling because Frederick Tennis Tournament is delayed until 6 o'clock.
Why?
5 minutes to call in. Because of the raindrops.
Oh, okay.
You can't play in the rain.
I didn't know that. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why can't you just put spikes on?
Is that how Wimbledon works?
Frank, I'm talking to Mary. Can't they play with spikes on or golf shoes?
It doesn't work like that, Timmy. Some of them are going over to the tennis barn, but I'm heading in there to Baker Park. I want to see some good tennis. They always have good tennis there at the
Frederick
Fleming
Avenue,
tournament.
Right? Is that at Fleming?
2nd Street and Fleming. They're using both courts.
And you can walk back and forth.
Mary,
at 2nd Street.
I'm glad you were delayed because I want to hear what your thoughts are on some of the hot local topics.
Going on.
I'm calling about the one topic. I want to make a couple points,
sure.
please.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to talk about the sheriff's first phone call.
Uh-huh.
Had he not called in about the June incident, mm-hmm. I'm not sure any of us would have ever known or would have ever heard about it. So I'm glad he called in. As to Kai Hagan's apology, I think it was too long,
mm-hmm.
and it also took too long to issue it. But that's been done. Now it's up to the sheriff and his deputies or however law enforcement works if they want to press charges.
Correct.
I emailed you two and Sheriff Chuck today because my concern was the phone call on Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason I was concerned about the phone call on Friday, which Sheriff Chuck called in, he explained there was also an incident in October. He did not just lightly tie it to Kai and Kai's wife. He very much so you know, use the phrases like beyond a reasonable doubt,
right.
This shows a pattern, that kind of thing.
Right.
The problem I have with it, as I explained in my email to both of you and to Sheriff Chuck, I have known Kai and his wife since 2005, not through politics. We met because our children went to the same school at North Frederick. They mm-hmm. were there together from third, fourth, and fifth grade. And then on through into high school, their son and our daughter, you know, their activities would cross paths at the high school level. So I have seen not only Kai, his wife, their two children, and Kai's mother, who was always helping out with the school activities and everything. It's not like I haven't been around them all for since 2005. And when I heard Sheriff Chuck talking about this woman, and he kept saying at one point he did say it probably was Kai's wife.
Mm-hmm.
That what he explained is so far removed from any way Kai's wife would behave. I was speechless when I heard it on the radio, and I was heartbroken for her because I can tell you, I will put my hand on a Bible. She does not have it in her to behave in the way that he described this woman behaving. Furthermore, I've been around Kai and his wife together. She can hardly get in the word edgewise around Kai. And that's a fact. There is no way Kai would have sat in that car with his mouth shut and smiling and not saying one word and let this woman, the passenger, do all this talking, including blowing a kiss and giving this deputy the finger. It mm-hmm. cannot be them. Somebody will have to prove it to me, and I don't understand. You know, I wish he had gotten proof. And I don't think he's going to get the proof. I don't think he's going to find the proof. And I think that deputy who thinks this person who was driving that car in October mm-hmm. is Kai, I think they can find a picture of Kai's wife and say, was that the woman? Because I don't think the deputy will say, oh, whoops, it was not that woman. When you know someone and you've interacted with them for years, you come to know how mm-hmm. they behave, and uh-huh. I just can't believe it. And that's all I called to say was that we cannot turn this into the 3-hour gossip hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just I've always been about the facts, and I don't feel the facts are there for the October incident just because one deputy says they saw a picture in the paper. And that was them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know, we can't have a trial here on WFND. But I'm just telling you, I wish the Friday phone call had not happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had not happened. I'm happy that we all heard about what happened in June. I'm sorry it took so long for Kai to issue the apology. And I think that, you know, the sheriff's department is going to have to figure out if they're going to press charges or not with what happened in June. I never would have done that. I explained in my email, you know, of a couple of the law enforcement family members. I have people of color that are blood related to me in my family. And I never would have done what he had done. But I also never would have gotten on the radio to talk about Kai's wife that way. I have felt in all my years of political engagement, if you want to go after an elected representative, fine. But I think the spouses and the children should be off limits.
Well, Mary, that's well said. The text that I'm getting give a different picture of Kai's wife. I don't know her. I met her 24 years ago, 22 years ago. I have nothing against the lady. I have nothing for her. I don't know anything about her. I know that her and Kai have had disagreements in public. I know that. Not knockdown dragouts, but I know it was something I've witnessed. I don't think it's bad. I think they're humans. I hope she didn't do this, but I don't want to accuse anybody. I don't like it's 99% sure. I don't like that. I'm agreeing with you. I don't think 99% is enough.
Mary, I'm glad you called because I think people who've listened to us for a while know your politics and know that coming from you, mm-hmm. it's it means a little more what you have to say.
Well, I think she makes a great point, and I think that there must have been a reason for the sheriff to mention this incident, but I would not mention an incident or make an accusation unless I was 100% sure. And that's he was on the first one, obviously. I have no problem that he did not identify the deputy as his son. I don't think that had nothing to do with it. I think it all had to do with the, you know, lawbreaker and breaking the law. I think we would have been better off without the second accusation unless it is, in fact, provable. And I don't know how you prove it, except, like Mary said, show him a picture of Kai's wife, and if that deputy says that's who it was, then that's who it was. I don't know about this white Prius? Apparently there's a white Prius at Kai's mother's house. I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm just going by people say the darndest things, not kids, but people. I'm hoping that Kai didn't do it the first time. You know that Kai has himself, not his wife. His wife, in my opinion, is out of the picture, is out of this. Kai has a propensity to overzealously represent himself as something of authority that he is not. When you confront someone who's not wearing a mask, when you pull up alongside some road, the check of a black person is okay. He's way above his pronoun. I don't know that they're facts, like Mary says. She wants to believe facts, not innuendos.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to publicly state that I think Mary Posey is phenomenal.
Okay.
However, I am totally going to disagree with her on multiple points.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one,
yes, sir.
I have personally noticed that Mary Posey seems to come up and defend Kai Hagan when he doesn't deserve to be defended. Now, not in this case, but on text and stuff, I'm like, what is this affinity with this guy that sometimes she'll go and say, oh, well, I know Kai, and he's always very thorough, and he should, you know. So that's number one. Uh-huh. I hope Kai Hagan didn't do it and his wife didn't do it. But it wouldn't – that's like saying – the doctor who's a pedophile, he's the greatest doctor. He's perfect. She doesn't know him, and she doesn't know her. You know what you see in public or at events
yes.
in the public. You don't know what they do in their home or when nobody's looking, just like nobody knows what I do when I'm home and nobody's looking. So I think it's wrong for her to say it could not happen and it could not be him or her based on that very, very limited knowledge of them personally and intimately. Now, if he does have a Prius or access to a Prius, it doesn't surprise me that for the first time in his life he'd shut his mouth and not say a daggone thing because he was a sitting county council member and didn't want to have that public display toward him. But I do agree with you, Tim. I wish it was 100%.
Yeah.
But I'll leave you with this. Ask him. And if he says he didn't do it, I'll get enough money to have him take a polygraph. And that'll settle it once and for all. Because if you don't give him a polygraph and he says he didn't do it, I don't believe it.